This is round 9 in the 2021 NAQT Division I Intercollegiate Championship Tournament. This game pits Harvard A against Stanford. Due to an error in recording, the first 3 toss-ups of this game were lost. We joined the game at the beginning of toss-up 4.
We are moving on with toss-up 4. This woman's statements about a Safeway in Potomac Village were corroborated in the pages of the book Wasted, Tales of a Gen X Drunk. This woman was questioned about a meeting with Anna Eschew by Rachel Mitchell, a prosecutor from Arizona. The claim that Harvard, Eric.
Ford.
Christine Blasey Ford for 10, your bonus. Some adherents to the Prince Tudor theory believe that this term identifies the secret love child of Edward de Vere and Elizabeth I. For 10 points each, give this 2-word phrase for the man addressed in Shakespeare's first 126 sonnets.
The fair youth?
Yeah.
Okay. Answer is fair youth.
Yeah. The Prince Tudor theory suggests that the fair youth is this nobleman to whom Shakespeare dedicated the poem Venus and Adonis.
Is the Earl of Shaftesbury a guy?
I don't know.
Earl of Shaftesbury is your answer.
It's the Earl of Southampton. Southampton was also the dedicatee of a Shakespeare narrative poem titled For the Rape of This Legendary Roman Noblewoman.
Lucretia.
Yeah, our answer is Lucretia.
That's 20. Toss up 5. This type of data may be specified using start-stop coordinates. Differences between 2 samples of this data type can be found using variant calling. The FASTQ file format was created to represent this type. Stanford, Natan.
Gene sequence.
Don't say anything.
He said gene sequence.
Yeah, he did say gene sequence.
Okay.
And I can take that. That's 15 bonus.
Nice job.
Our DNA sequences or nucleotide sequences or genes or genomes or gene sequences. I can take that. So yeah, 15 bonus. This endorheic basin is thought to provide over half the dust supply that fertilizes the faraway Amazon rainforest. For 10 points each, name this depression that is considered to be the largest single source of mineral dust on Earth.
It's in the Sahara, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Answer?
Tide depression.
I'm sorry?
What do Ethan said?
A tide depression?
No, it's the Bodele Depression. The Bodele Depression is the former lake bed of a prehistoric version of this African lake, which has shrunk by 90% since the 1960s.
Lake Chad.
Chad. Mm-hmm. Our answer is Lake Chad.
Dust is carried from the Bodele Depression by these dry, northeasterly West African trade winds. Unlike Siroccos, they generally do not reach the Mediterranean. Answer?
No.
No answer. This is the Harmattan winds. So that is 10 on the bonus. This is toss up 6. This 19th century book includes a fairy tale in which beetles with golden carapaces pull the coach of Queen Mab, whose veil provides 4 artists with inspiration. This book's poems Primaveral and Invernal are part of its seasonal quartet El Año Lirico. The aestheticism of this 1888 collection was disavowed in its author's later collections, such as Songs of Life and Hope. Modernismo began with the publication of, for 10 points, Harvard, Jason.
Azul.
10 bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about complications of severe anorexia. To retain heat due to loss of fat, anorexia sufferers may grow this downy body hair normally only found on fetuses and early newborns. Its name comes from the Latin for wool.
Lanugo. Is that fine? Okay, our answer is Lanugo.
Anorexia can impair bone growth, in part due to a functional resistance to this hormone. Low levels of this hormone can cause dwarfism.
Human growth hormone.
HGH.
Our answer is HGH.
The metabolic changes from prolonged starvation can cause this condition during treatment, in which a moderate caloric intake causes severe depletion of phosphate, potassium, and magnesium.
Yeah. Electrolyte.
Answer?
Our answer is hypoelectrolyte.
No, it's called refeeding syndrome. So that is 20 points. This is toss-up 7. A 1907 cartoon depicts Uncle Sam groping the subject of this painting, satirizing a vogue for its artist by wealthy Americans. X-rays revealed that this canvas once had a large basket in its background, which still depicts a wooden foot warmer. Individual seeds are visible in the loaves of bread on a table in this scene, which is on display in the Rijksmuseum. A bonnet and blue skirt are worn by the title servant in, for 10 points, what Jan Vermeer painting of a... Stanford, Tim.
Milkmaid.
10, bonus. In 2018, this golfer incurred a penalty for putting a moving ball. For 10 points each, name this golfer known as Lefty, who squared off against Tiger Woods on a pay-per-view matchup in November 2018.
Mickelson. Yeah, our answer is Mickelson.
Mickelson was penalized at this tournament, the only one of golf's majors that he has never won. In 2018, this tournament was hosted at Shinnecock Hills.
I think he's bad at the U.S. Open, maybe?
Answer?
Our answer is U.S. Open.
He is terrible at the U.S. Open. This man, Mickelson's former coach, said that Mickelson should have been disqualified for his putting snafu at the U.S. Open. He coached Tiger Woods from 1993 to 2004 before he was replaced with Hank Haney.
I have no idea.
Answer?
Our answer is Smith.
Butch Harmon. So 20 points in the bonus. This is toss-up 8. This food, which is acquired using the vending machine code J7, is the favorite snack of Daniel Craig's character Joe Bang in Logan Lucky. This food, which a character prepares every morning while masturbating, is brought to the edge of a tank by Eliza Esposito in her encounters with the amphibian creature in The Shape of Water. In a 1967 film, Dragline's boasting prompts Paul Newman's character Luke to make and then win a bet that he can eat 50 of, for 10 points, what shelled food? Stanford, Tim.
Eggs.
10, bonus. The narrator of this novel claims that kitsch causes two tears to flow whenever someone sees children playing in the grass. For 10 points each, Tomasz's lover Sabina is an enemy of totalitarian kitsch in what novel by Milan Kundera?
Unbearable lightness of being.
It is. Yeah. Our answer is the unbearable lightness of being.
Kundera's theory of kitsch draws heavily on the essays of this Austrian author of The Sleepwalkers and The Death of Virgil.
Hermann Broke.
Oh, nice.
Our answer is Broke.
The narrator of this 1987 novel, translated into English by Lynn Ricks, infuriates her housekeeper Emerence by claiming that a porcelain dog statuette is kitsch. Answer?
The door. Our answer is the door.
30.
Nice.
Toss-up 9. This process is performed between two polarizers and an optical isolator. The line integral of the electron number density times the parallel magnetic field sets the strength of this process, which is used to study the ISM. Units of radians per Tesla meter may be used for this process's Verde constant. A magnetic field causes Harvard, Kelvin.
The Faraday effect?
For 10, your bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about big men who wield large amounts of influence in Polynesian tribes. Big men are often defined in contrast with these formal tribal leaders. Many Polynesian tribal leaders hold the paramount form of this English language title.
So a chief, I believe? Our answer is chief.
Big men are prominent in this imprecisely defined region named by Jules de Mont d'Urville in reference to its inhabitants' skin color.
So Melanesia is what we're going for here. Our answer is Melanesia.
In an ethnographic film, a big man named Onka participates in this ritualized pig exchange found in the Mount Hagen area of Papua New Guinea.
Our answer is Mocha.
All 30. Toss-up 10, last of the half. A paper co-written by Ray Jackendoff about this process's contrastive focus variety has a nickname mentioning Stanford, Natan.
Reduplication.
15, bonus. Nice. This alias first appeared in a letter found in April 1977 and signed Yours in Murder, Mr. Monster, that began, I am deeply hurt by your calling me a women hater. For 10 points each, give this three-word self-proclaimed alias used by serial killer David Berkowitz.
Son of Sam.
Son of Sam, yeah, okay.
Our answer is Son of Sam.
The U.S. Supreme Court struck down New York's Son of Sam law, which prevented criminals from publishing for-profit books about their crimes, in a case involving Nicholas Pileggi's book on which this 1990 film was based.
Maybe Silence of the... Well, that was based on a novel. What's a serial killer book? Our answer is Silence of the Lambs.
It's not a serial killer. Goodfellas. Goodfellas. It's a mob book. The Son of Sam murders terrified New York during the tenure of this man, the first practicing Jew to serve as the city's mayors.
Is it Ed Koch?
Was he practicing?
I have no idea.
Answer?
Our answer is Koch.
Abraham Beam. So that is 10 points on the bonus, and that's the half. And we'll get a score checked from Delano when he's got one. At the half, the score is 115 for Stanford, 195 for Harvard A, and this is toss-up 11. Good luck, everyone. This person is caught taking an orange from a garden in an Edward Murica novella about his journey to Prague. In another novel, this man suggests learn to listen to the cursed radio music of life after revealing a scene in which the narrator is condemned to eternal life for stabbing the reflection of a woman. This immortal is encountered in the Magic Theater by Harry Haller in Steppenwolf. For 10 points, one of Pushkin's little tragedies concerns Stanford, Ethan.
Oh, sorry.
10, bonus.
Oh, nice.
This princess wrapped a bandage around her eyes so she could share her husband's blindness. For 10 points each, name this woman who married the Kuru prince Dhritarashtra. She later gave birth to 100 sons.
It's the mother of the Kauravas. Who is that?
Answer?
The answer is Kaurava.
Incorrect. It's Gandhari. Gandhari was the mother of these warriors who fought against the Pandavas in the Mahabharata.
The Kauravas is our answer.
Our answer is the Kauravas.
The only time that Gandhari removed her bandage was to bestow iron strength on this oldest of the Kauravas. The only part of his body that was not enhanced was his groin.
The only one I know is Duryodhana, so maybe it's him.
Answer?
Yeah. We can go with that.
All right. Our answer is Duryodhana.
That's 20 points. Toss up 12. This organization created a cigarette company that advertised the Drummer brand with the slogan, Against the Trust in the Combine. A branch of this organization paraded in protest during the Sportpalast speech in a revolt led by Walter Stinnes. A leader of this organization who wrote hundreds of sexually explicit letters to Carl Gunther Heimsoth was killed. Harvard, Eric.
The RAF, I don't know.
-5, sorry. Was killed during a July 1934 purge. The Knight of Long Knives targeted Ernst Röhm, who led, for 10 points, what first Nazi paramilitary? Stanford, Eric.
The SA.
The SA for 10.
Hi, sir.
Bonus, this song's performer notes that she'll make him bow one by one by one. For 10 points each, name this Billie Eilish song, the lead single off the album When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go?
It's Bad Guy.
No, You Should See Me in a Crown, I think.
Okay, go with that.
Answer?
You Should See Me in a Crown.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
Okay, yes. This super flat Japanese artist created an animated music video for the song You Should See Me in a Crown that includes his signature images like smiling flowers.
So it's Murakami.
Yeah.
Our answer is Murakami.
A sharp-toothed anime-inspired creature appears in 727, a Murakami work on display at this New York City museum, whose collection includes Pete Mondrian's Broadway Boogie Woogie.
MoMA.
Yeah.
Our answer is the MoMA.
That's all 30.
Nice show.
Nice anime content.
13. Martin Heidegger variously translated this non-English term as retta, meaning a kind of voice, and saga, meaning saying, and argued that the meaning of this concept is to make manifest what one is talking about in one's discourse. Philo of Alexandria equated this, Stanford, Tim.
Is it Usia?
-5, sorry. Equated this term with the demiurge. All things come to be in accordance with this concept, according to a fragment by Heraclitus. In the opening of John's Gospel, Jesus is equated with, for 10 points, what Greek concept often translated as word? Harvard, Thomas.
Logos.
10, bonus. This country is called the best of actual nations, and an essay arguing that, in this country, every man is allowed and encouraged to be what he is, and is guarded in the indulgence of his whim. For 10 points each, the 1860 collection Representative Men was preceded by an 1856 book of essays written during a European tour, entitled For the Traits of What Country?
This is Emerson, right? So, but like, where was he?
Answer?
France.
Our answer is France,
yeah. England, or Great Britain. English Trails is by this American author of the essays Circles and The Oversoul.
Yep.
Emerson. Sorry, Emerson.
Yes. Emerson recounts that Wordsworth quoted with evident pleasure a poem he had written about this bird. Another poem about this bird depicts its profuse strains of unpremeditated art.
Skylark, right?
Sure.
Answer?
Our answer is Skylark.
20. Oh, nice. Toss up 14. This country's Soto Cano Air Base houses hundreds of troops as part of the U.S.'s Joint Task Force Bravo. Steve Elkins' efforts to find a legendary settlement in this country's Rio Platino Biosphere Reserve are chronicled in the book The Lost City of the Monkey God. This country's industrial hub of San Pedro Sula was devastated by, that's Stanford and Ton.
Honduras.
10 bonus. This piece, which is opus 117, number 2 in the Wotkin catalog, and number 220 in the Helm catalog, was transcribed for the left hand alone by A.R. Parsons. For 10 points each, name this short, mostly monophonic C minor keyboard piece by a leading Impfitzamer Stiel composer. Sorry, guys.
Is this like Solfeggietto?
Oh, that sounds good. I like
answer?
That.
Answer?
Yeah. Solfeggietto.
This author of an essay on the true art of playing keyboard instruments composed the Solfeggietto.
It's C.P.E. Bach. Yeah, our answer is C.P.E. Bach.
C.P.E. Bach's Hamburger Sonata was written for this edge-blown woodwind instrument, which was played by Bach's employer, Frederick the Great.
Flute.
Yeah.
Our answer is flute.
That's all 30. You know it's getting late. You know it's getting late in the day when I start having trouble with the music words. this is toss up 15. Good luck, everyone. A character in a novel by this author dates an American with a swamp diva voodoo queen vibe named Zynga, whose real name is Cindy. This author wrote about the closeted Antiguan immigrant Barrington Jedediah Walker in her 2013 novel, Mr. Loverman. The black lesbian playwright Emma appears in a 2019 novel by this author that followed Harvard, Eric.
Marie Stone.
10 bonus. I'm sorry, 15. In this process, an algorithm is applied to a set of inputs by repeatedly doing a single computation on each input rather than finishing the computation for a single input. For 10 points each, identify this action of interweaving different computations, which prevents a procedure from running infinitely.
Is this memoization? Is that what this is?
No idea.
Sure, go for it.
Answer?
Our answer is memoization.
Dovetailing. Okay. Dovetailing is used to show that adding this property to a Turing machine does not increase the set of languages it can accept. In Turing machines with this property, the transition function becomes a relation.
It's not binary.
Okay, answer? I like that. It's not binary, is our answer.
No, it's non-deterministic. Okay. This method of searching a tree can be called dovetailed since it interweaves exploration of different branches. It is contrasted with a method that prioritizes depth.
So like breadth first?
Breadth. Yeah, yeah.
Is that what it's called?
I think so.
Answer?
Go for that. Our answer is breadth first search.
Yeah, that's 10.
Okay.
You have to score after 15.
It's your timeout. We don't normally do a... So, all right, yeah, we'll take timeout.
Sure, we'll use a timeout.
All right. the score we have right now is 220 for Stanford, 245 for Harvard. Okay, good luck, everyone. Toss up 16. This star is orbited by the planet Tormance in a novel in which Maskell uses a flying observatory to travel to it. Harold Bloom's The Flight to Lucifer was inspired by David Lindsay's book about a... Stanford, Tim.
Arcturus.
15, bonus. According to folklore, this system was invented by lawgiver Lycurgus. For 10 points each, name this system of mandatory training in military and cultural matters, which was required for all male citizens in the city whose government was reformed by Lycurgus.
A go-gay, right?
Yeah, a go-gay.
Our answer is a go-gay.
Which was put in place in this Greek city-state?
Sparta.
Our answer is Sparta.
As part of the Agoge, 20-year-olds became full members of one of these mess companies that hosted daily banquets at which attendance was required.
Man.
Is this the thing from like 2 days yesterday? The Sparta thing?
Answer?
I don't think so.
No answer. This is the Sicidia. So that is 20 points, and this is toss-up 17. This is the second word in the English language name of a region whose northern district, Java, lies beyond a bridge at Gufta. Two regions that share this name are connected by a single road that passes through the Roki Tunnel, where, in 2008, Dick Cheney reportedly advocated surgical strikes to trap advancing Russian troops. The historic name Alania is appended to a North Russian Republic bearing for 10 points. Harvard, Jason.
Ossetia.
10, bonus. This sculptor took years to complete her Sky Cathedral and Atmosphere and Environment series. For 10 points each, name this artist of Royal Tide One who assembled sheets of wood into monochromatic black or white sculptures.
Our answer is Nevelson.
Yeah.
Nevelson's art often makes use of this kind of object. Marcel Duchamp's ready-mades are examples of these things, functional objects that are discovered and then repurposed as art.
It's like found objects. Is that what it? I don't know.
Okay, sure. That seems reasonable.
Answer?
Our answer is found objects.
This curator and art patron included Nevelson's sculptures in the exhibition by 31 women that she hosted at the Art of This Century Gallery.
I have no idea.
What's this century?
Chicago did on the side.
20.
Answer?
Our answer is
20. Chicago.
No, it's Peggy Guggenheim. That's 20 points. Toss up 18. This composer wrote a chaconne in 3:32 time and a gigue in 24:1 for the Lilliputian and Brobdingnagian movements of his Gulliver suite. Thomas Fritsch recorded this composer's 12 fantasias for viola da gamba after they were rediscovered in 2015. This composer included an overture, quartet, concerto, trio, sonata, and conclusion in each of a set of three productions that were intended as accompaniment to meals. For 10 points, name this German Baroque composer of a collection of Tafel music. Stanford, Natan.
Telemann.
10 bonus.
Nice.
This
choice.
Member of the National Resistance Movement won his fifth presidential term by beating Kiza Besigye. For 10 points each, name this man who proposed a ban on oral sex because the mouth is for eating. He also signed anti-homosexuality legislation that was nicknamed the Kill the Gays Bill.
Sorry, a Kenyan person or something?
Answer? Oh, you say like Kenyatta.
Our answer is Kenyatta.
Yoweri Museveni. Museveni is the president of this landlocked African country where the Lord's Resistance Army originated.
Uganda?
Yeah, right.
That's right.
Our answer is Uganda.
This pop star from Uganda, who calls himself the ghetto president, received over 35% of the vote but lost to Museveni in Uganda's 2021 presidential election.
It's like Bobby Wine, right?
Just say Wine. Yeah.
Okay, I'll just say our answer is Wine.
That's 20.
Nice shot.
Give me a second to take a drink of water. We have a score of 285 for Stanford, 275 for Harvard, with two toss-ups left.
That's what I have.
Okay. Good luck, everyone. Here's toss-up 19. For vertebrates, this compound acts as an allosteric activator for N-acetylglutamate synthase. Self-stimulatory GTPase-activating protein mechanisms are triggered by a finger named for this compound. Its addition to the growth medium was required for the replication of mutant Neurospora crassus strains in the Beadle-Tatum experiment. Nitric oxide synthase converts this amino acid to citrulline, a guanidino. Stanford, Tim.
Is it arginine?
10, bonus. In
nice.
A 1931 Good. Letter, Dr. Cornelius P. Rhodes claimed to have deliberately killed medical research subjects on this island. For 10 points each, name this island where Nationalist Party leader Pedro Albizu Campos publicized that racist letter.
I think it's Puerto Rico.
Makes sense. Yeah, I think it
answer?
Is.
Okay. Our answer is Puerto Rico.
Police massacred nationalist supporters of Albizu at a 1937 march in this city, which is the second most populous in Puerto Rico.
It's Ponce, right?
Sounds right.
Our answer is Ponce.
After Albizu incited uprisings in Puerto Rico, the nationalists Oscar Colazo and Griselio Torresola tried to assassinate this U.S. president at Blair House.
Truman. That's Truman.
Our answer is Truman.
All 30.
Don't touch the buzzer.
Okay. Toss up 20. This monarch's rise to power was supported by the Familia faction of his in-laws, who wielded massive influence during his early reign, which he called his Years of Hope. Discontented nobles under this king triggered a civil war by forming the Bar Confederation. Late in this king's reign, the Great Sejm convened to address his acquiescence to the foreign partition of his country in 1772. For 10 points, what last king of Stanford, Eric?
Stanislaw Poniatowski.
10, bonus. Applying this operation to a constant function C yields C over S. For 10 points each, identify this transform that, unlike the Fourier transform, converts a function of real time to a function of complex frequency.
Laplace, right? Our answer is Laplace transform.
This term denotes the two-variable function that multiplies a function f inside the integral for the transform of f. For a Laplace transform, this function is e to the minus st.
No, that's not a name.
Yeah, maybe like the
answer?
Impulse response or something.
Our answer is impulse response.
It's the kernel. If the Laplace transform of f is g of s, then the Laplace transform of f prime is what expression minus an initial value term?
It's s times f prime.
G.
No, it's okay. S times G is what I choose. Or
sorry.
G of S times S or something like that. So that is 10 on the bonus. We have a final score of 345 for Stanford, 275 for Harvard. Great game, both teams.
Good game.
Handshakes over.